I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Unbelievable.
The biggest voices in sports.
I have to look in the mirror and right. I have to be a better owner.
The heartbreak.
This team has nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, yeah, they're disappointed. But they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
The celebrations.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right, disembodied voice. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. It is Thursday, May 8th. 2025. Let's go to the series that's currently the only game in town right now. It's the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on Gold State Warriors. Warriors are up 1-0, but it'll probably be 1-1 shortly. 99-82 Timberwolves favor. Let's go to Steph Curry. He spoke earlier today, and you can tell that the Warriors obviously miss Curry. I mean, who else is going to give that production unless Buddy Hield goes ape? Crap, they need somebody to shoot. I know what I said. So here's Steph Curry. He's obviously out for at least a week, and then he'll be reevaluated. He says there is no target return date in mind.
This is new, and from all that I'm learning about how quickly you can get back, there has to be a healing process. That you is just the way the body works. You can't accelerate it more than what it's telling you. So it'll be one of those after a week, like really reevaluating every day to kind of understand when it's safe just to even think about playing, let alone like how much can you push it.
Curry's never missed a game with an injury to his hamstring, but at some point in his life, he has to have had an issue with his hamstring. He can't have played basketball for 30 years and have never had a hamstring issue, but sounds like that is what he is experiencing. So yeah, that's frustrating. There's really nothing you can do. You just gotta kind of wait. And as he's waiting, the Warriors are going to drop some games here. They will reevaluate him next week, as discussed. But by then, it's the day of game five. I mean, they could lose the series that night. So I think what tonight was trying to figure out, all right, what lineups are going to work and what lineups aren't. They started Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Quinton Post, Buddy Hield, and Brandon Podemski. Quinton Post played 3 minutes and then did not play anymore. Kuminga's got 25 minutes off the bench so far with 18 points. Trayce Jackson-Davis, who has been missing, he's getting some run again. So they're really sort of trying everything, and I think we'll have a more maybe focused vision come game three this Saturday night.
And game three for the Knicks and Celtics will be Saturday afternoon, 3:30 Eastern start. Kind of weird, but I want to play these two clips back to back because it's just a clear contrast between the two mindsets. Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau says you can't be comfortable up 2-0. Meanwhile, Al Horford, he says he's excited to be down 2-0.
It's a series, but you have to focus on the game that you're playing. What is it going to take to win that game? So we know each game, right, there's going to be more force and more aggression in it, and we have to be ready for that. And so all we have to do is make sure that we're focusing on what it's going to take to win game three.
You don't want to be in these situations, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited for this opportunity that we have in front of us. We know it's difficult, going into a hostile place on Saturday. But I'm excited for what's ahead for our group.
A little bit of the Robin Scherbatsky butt-ums there, if you've seen that show, which was great, How I Met Your Mother, until the ending. Well, after the ending, I would never watch that one again. I'm excited for this series. I'm excited to see if the Celtics play like the Celtics. It wasn't just that they shot a bunch of threes. That play they ran at the end of the game was ridiculous. It made no sense. You're Jason Tatum. You're Jaylen Brown. You're the Celtics. Run a real play, not just try to go coast-to-coast dunk again. So I don't know what's going on there. They do not look like they won the title last year. They don't even look like they know each other. So we'll see that on Saturday.
All right, let's get one last one in here. In the other series, the Thunder came out storming, pun intended, 149-106, beating Denver to tie the series up in the Western semis on that side. SGA says they came out desperate.
We knew what was at stake tonight. We came out desperate. We wanted to just take care and control the things that we knew we could, and we did a pretty good job of that, specifically to start the game, and that start carried us through the rest of the night.
So every road team won game one, which typically when that happens, the home team will then win game two, and they'll win it by a large margin. You saw the Thunder do that. You're seeing the Timberwolves probably going to do that. But again, there was an injury to Steph Curry. How would that series go? You didn't see the Cavs do that because they're dealing with their injuries. But the Celtics, I mean, I know Porzingis is mysteriously hurt, but they don't have an excuse. They were up 20 points again, and they still found a way to blow it. Really doesn't make any sense.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.